ཡེ་ཅེ་དང་སོ་ཡེ་ཅེ་ན་ལ་ཅང་ཇོ་བ་དོ་དང་ནེ་ཡེ་ཡེ་ཅེ་ཅེ་གི་བེ་སོ་ནམ་ཇེ་དོ་ལ་བེན་ཇེ་སང་ཇེ་ཇོ་བ་ཤོ་སང་ཇེ་ཅེ་དང་སོ་ཇེ་ཅེ་ན་ལ་ཅང་ཇོ་བ་དོ་དང་ནེ་ཡེ་
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཡོད པ དང 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 ཁྱི ཕ
다 가서 민연바 남철 사치 송제되네 다 이 가서 가상게다 먼저 별로 된지기 노센지게 안들이야 가르창고 장도 시어를 남나 다 즉 민연바다 대수기 미수기 되네 안들이야 지게 에 균주를 세배 있네야 델이야 콩로 말아와지 이 차 콩로 그 잡려야 안 되려야 지 잠바든 때와 인지고미야다 아니 순직 되네기
Good morning. Last night we were looking at the 14th practice of Bodhisattvas, that of transforming offensive speech into the path. So we spoke about how when people speak to us or about us in an offensive manner, then instead of responding with a mind of anger or giving rise to allowing a mind of anger to arise, rather in place of anger, we should generate minds of love and compassion. And through this generation of minds of love and compassion, one is then engaging in the practice of patience. And then we also spoke last night about how if we have the wish to be able to respond to such difficult circumstances in a skillful way like this, it's not something that is just going to happen by us having this wish. We need to repeatedly train in cultivating such minds, so developing a familiarity with such minds. And therefore we should train in this practice of patience, train in the minds of love and compassion as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. 那这里嘛学习
And today we're going to, of course, continue with the text, so we have the next verse. And so this next verse is, it's still dealing with transforming of difficulties relating to speech into the path. And so here the situation is slightly different. So this now is the situation where someone is talking badly about us, talking about all the faults that we have, but not just doing it to one or two people, but doing it in a crowd of people, so a number of people get to hear about this. So this is what we're going to look at today, and in particular we'll look at how we tend to respond in such a situation, and how a bodhisattva would skillfully respond to such a situation. So the verse that you should have before you, though someone may deride and speak bad words about you in a public gathering, look on him as a spiritual teacher, bow to him with respect. This is the practice of
bodhisattvas.
So in a public gathering, if someone's talking badly about a bodhisattva, saying the work that they do it with a bad motivation, they really don't have a wish to be of benefit to others, and in fact they're not very skilled in what they're doing, and moreover, they it's not just they don't have a good motivation, that this person has a bad motivation. So if you, in other words, the bodhisattva is being spoken about in a derisory manner, or derided, and maybe many harsh words are being used to describe the work that the bodhisattva is doing, as well as the bodhisattva's personality. So in such a situation, a bodhisattva would not respond with anger. In other words, and not only not respond with anger, but wouldn't allow anger to arise in their continuum. Rather, minds of love and compassion would arise for the speaker. So this person who's deriding them and using harsh language to describe them, the bodhisattva would generate love and compassion for this person. And as a basis for this love and compassion, the bodhisattva would understand that this person now is not talking with freedom. In fact, their mind is being controlled by the minds, the afflicted minds. So the afflicted minds are dominant in this person, hence they are speaking in that way. So therefore, because the afflicted minds are dominant in this person is suffering right now. And being aware of the suffering of that this person is experiencing, and thereby saying the things that they are saying, the bodhisattva generates love and compassion for them. And the basis for compassion and love arising in the mind of the bodhisattva, this basis there has two components. So the one we just spoke about now, and that is they are aware that this person who is speaking badly about them, their mind is under the control of the afflictions. So they most probably, for example, are angry at that present moment, and they are expressing this anger. So their mind is disturbed, their mind is not peaceful, their mind is unhappy, therefore that person is suffering. So with that understanding, love and compassion arises in the bodhisattva. So that's the first part of the basis for the arisal of love and compassion. The second part is understanding that due to this person having afflictive minds dominant and acting under the influence of these afflictive minds, and in other words speaking badly about them, then this person is accumulating negativities, they're accumulating negative karma, because they're speaking under the control of afflictive minds, and they're speaking in a harsh manner about someone. So they're accumulating the causes for future suffering. So therefore the bodhisattva's love and compassion arises from this understanding that this person is suffering right now, and not only are they suffering right now, but because of the way they are unskillfully dealing with the situation, they are right now creating the causes for further future suffering. So with those two components, the bodhisattva generates love and compassion for the person who is speaking badly about them. So now the explanation moves on to the third and the fourth line, looking on him as a spiritual teacher, bow to him with respect. So the meaning of this is, now the bodhisattva has generated love and compassion on the basis of those two aspects. And so furthermore, the bodhisattva is aware that they are right now, they have love and compassion present in their continuum, and with love and compassion present in their continuum at this time, they are therefore practicing patience. So because of this person talking about them in such a harsh manner, in a derisory manner, the bodhisattva has generated love and compassion in their continuum and is able to practice patience. And the result of this is the bodhisattva is actually accumulating a tremendous amount of virtue at this moment. And so what the bodhisattva is doing right now is practicing what their spiritual teacher has taught them in the past and what they have been training on. So in other words, their spiritual teacher would have taught them the techniques for generating love and compassion and practicing patience. And the bodhisattva would have trained in that. So now, because of this person who's talking about them in a derisory manner, doing so, the bodhisattva is able to put into practice what their spiritual teachers taught them and what they have trained in. And by being able to do this, they are accumulating a tremendous amount of virtue, which will lead them on their spiritual path. And this is only they are only able to do this now because this person is speaking about them in a derisory manner. And therefore, the bodhisattva will view that this person as being like a spiritual teacher, in that they are helping them on their progression in their path. They are helping them with their development and the strength, strengthening of their minds of love, compassion, and patience. So in the same way that their spiritual teacher has helped them through teaching and guiding them in their training in the development of minds of love, compassion, and patience, so too is this person now helping the bodhisattva with their cultivation or their strengthening of the minds of love, compassion, and patience.
Then 다고가라니디와
So there was the explanation of the usage of the term spiritual teacher. So then the fourth line of bow to him with respect. So the meaning here is when the person is speaking about you in this derisory manner, then one should relate to them in a respectful manner, in a gentle manner, a harmonious manner. And so this is quite contrary to being angry or showing an expression of anger. And then when the opportunity is right, then one should try and build a relationship with this person. So one should smile at them, talk to them in a pleasant manner, etc. So here there's the key part of when the opportunity is right, not necessarily in their moments of anger. But the idea is that when the opportunity is right, to smile to them, to build a constructive relationship with them, and say things like, "Oh, don't worry, I know you're a bit upset earlier, but it's not a problem. We can talk about it if you want, but I'm really not concerned about it. In fact, why don't we just go have a cup of tea together and a nice chat, or we can go out for lunch and or walk in the park, etc." So here, what the bodhisattva would be trying to do is skillfully decrease the strength of this negative affliction in the mind of the other person. And by being skillful in trying to counteract the dominance of the afflictive mind in the other person, then that person will become happier in the short term. They are less likely to repeatedly become angry, at least with the bodhisattva, and therefore will be create less causes for future suffering, less causes for rebirth in the lower realms. So therefore, the bodhisattva will, at the appropriate time, engage with this person in a positive manner, in a constructive manner, so as to develop a harmonious relationship with them. And by doing so, then this person's disturbed mind will become joyful, and they will generate virtue, and they will possibly start to purify their causes they've already accumulated, and at least not be now accumulating further causes for rebirth in the lower realms. So this is how a bodhisattva would respond in such a situation, and this is the practice that bodhisattvas would train in here. So this is how a bodhisattva responds. So if you looked at the various steps of generating love and compassion and the basis for that, and then the third part of, or the next part of offering harmony between the two parties, and for what reason. So this is how a bodhisattva would respond. So now we should look at ourselves and how we should train.
Jesus Dini jenis sembo korang tu lekang ame, apa jadi kewa dia suk cerca juga je. Ane puni jenis jenis dia apa dong kong lor dia sih je. Ane kang ame tu apa di cagur wada. Jangan di nasi tangan.
Kau tu di situ tu apa?
Kong lor langan midi. Apa dewa jadi kau kong lor sih je. Ane ya apa cagur wada. Jangan dini ke nyamun nang pandu. Tapi nasi ni kalau pandu yo jik nanggur wada. Jangan tak kong tu ke kesan ya aku. Dinik pandu lega de yahu embadi ngau zu le tele beta ji ngau zu konzu na je badi da je tu adu da wo le se le je tu ya ge tu xi je wo le se wa dang je
so to the bodhisattva responding in this manner then they themselves will not experience any mental suffering. They will not be disturbed by this situation, by having someone talking about them in a derisory manner and using harsh words about them, etc. They will stay, their mind will stay calm and will stay peaceful. And moreover, not only will they be happy in that present moment, but through their skillful response, they accumulate a tremendous amount of virtue. So it's very clear that for the bodhisattva, benefit comes from responding in this way. Moreover, their goal of being of benefit to others, this too is achieved. Because this person now, who's talking about them in a bad manner, their anger or whatever afflictive mind is dominant, such as anger, then this will start to dissipate. And by their powerful afflictions dissipating, then this person too will generate happiness in their mind. So this is, therefore, responding in this way is of benefit to all parties involved. And this is then this kind of behavior, this training that leads to such a response, this is something that we should look at as our own example. The good example of others and trying to emulate that is something we do in our own life. So for example, if someone is in business and you see another business person who's being very successful, then one will look at, why are they successful? What are they doing that I'm not doing? And when one comes to see what they're doing that we're not, then one will try to emulate that. One will draw inspiration from what they're doing and use that knowledge then to achieve one's own goal. And it's exactly the same here. When we see how someone deals with a very difficult situation in a skillful manner, then we should draw inspiration from that and try and emulate that in our own behavior. So here how the way that we should respond when others talk about us harshly, point out our faults, deride us and the like, is not with the mind of anger. We should not see this mind of anger as being justified. Rather, the appropriate response are the minds of love and compassion.
Then 파밍 아주 이렇게 된 교환 교환하는 아주 로정 제제 네 장고를 하는 아주 로정 차고로 봐 디나진 기회 신인진 아주 두시네 안지 지지하고 이렇게 두부레 마 송여도 내려드는 아주 개어 죽지 손님 사투고로 봐 네 디나 디나 신다 코롱기 아주 직수자 되네 다마다 집이 긴긴하려 안지 기에 세고 고미하다 안지마다 세고 고미하 라송 빼마세 야고 중송 다코 빼마세 깨진지 모레 기회 신인나 파마지 수송나 깨진지만 나신 공할이야 그렇지 뭐 인생네 아니 것은 야 지금 곧 되는 다지 걸이야 아니 능주를 두자 마자 마자 좀 놔둬야 하다 도시 능주야 어때야 하다 도시 오래야 세네
If you think about the people who have shown us tremendous kindness in this life, we will think about, for example, our parents who cared for us when we were at our most vulnerable, and they cared for us for a lengthy period of time, and cared for us in a wide variety of ways, and they did this no matter what. So in other words, if we were unhappy with them or we expressed this, they still loved us, they still cared for us. And if we continue to think about people who have been very kind to us in this life, we will think of our spiritual teacher. And that's because our spiritual teacher has taught us the path to attain enlightenment, has taught us the techniques to transform difficult circumstances into beneficial circumstances. And that our teacher has taught us how to be of benefit in the lives of others as well. Because our teacher has taught us the benefits of minds of love, compassion, and patience, and has taught us how to train in these minds, develop them within ourselves, and has consistently encouraged us to train in these minds, to cultivate these minds, to become habituated with these minds. So from doing that, we have experienced the benefits of our Dharma study and meditation. So these are the kinds of people we generally think of as having been tremendously kind to us in this life. However, to practice these minds of love and compassion, to practice patience in difficult circumstances, one needs ordinary sentient beings too. So when we are in such a circumstance where someone is talking about us in a derisory manner or using coarse language to criticize us, then that person is enabling us to put our training into practice, to put our training to the test. And if we have trained well, we will perform well at that time. In other words, minds of love and compassion will naturally dominate, and therefore we'll accumulate a lot of virtue. These minds of love, compassion, and patience will grow stronger, and we'll progress towards our spiritual goals. So therefore, this person's action too is bringing about a tremendous benefit to us, in the same way as our spiritual teacher's action has brought tremendous benefit to us, as have our parents. So therefore, we should see this person, this afflicted person, as being of someone who's particularly kind to us. And therefore, to respond to them with anger, or even an expression of anger, an angry face, is completely inappropriate. When someone points out our faults and accuses us of doing certain things, whether it's true or not, we tend to immediately have anger arise within us and properly respond in such a way. However, the skillful way to respond when someone points out our faults is if, for example, what we're being accused of, and maybe being accused of in quite an unpleasant manner, the way to respond is with minds of love and compassion dominant. Respond to them in a gentle way and try a gentle and skillful way, so appropriate to the circumstance. Try and explain to them the actual situation, so to clear up the misunderstanding, to eliminate the doubt they may have, or to clear up the misunderstanding. And if we do this in a way that is skillful, so in a way where our mind is calm and gentle because of this presence of love and compassion, then we are likely to resolve the situation very easily. And that is much more skillful than responding with a mind of so-called justified anger. So the way we tend to respond in these difficult circumstances is when we hear people either hear about people talking badly about us, or we hear it directly and deriding us and speaking about us in an abusive manner, our face goes red, and which is showing the anger within us, and we may well then respond in such a way. And we all know from our experience that this is true. I certainly know that this is true as well. So this, because we respond in this way and we see people responding this way, we know that the way that a bodhisattva responds is something that we find difficult, in that the heat of the moment to have love and compassion and naturally arise within us, this is something that is quite difficult. So what's important is to bring about this change in how we habitually respond to difficult circumstances, is that when we take some quiet time, when we don't have big problems and dramas in our life, and we engage in meditation, and we role play this kind of situation, and we imagine being in this kind of situation, in a situation that is realistic to our own experience, of something that we are likely to encounter, and we think of certain people and in a situation that we can relate to, and think about them talking badly about us, falsely accusing us of things, or talking about faults that we have, etc., but in a public way. And we then look at our response, and we look at altering our response. So here what we're doing is we're training our mind, we're training our way of thinking, we're forming new habit patterns. And by doing this repeatedly, when in a calm situation, it's a situation of meditation, then we are forming new habits. And the more we do this, the stronger these habits are. And if these habits then are strong, when we come into these situations, when we encounter these situations, which we undoubtedly will, then we will respond in this way of the new habit that has formed.
Mm. 제가 전유생비가
In the world, we see illustrations of the importance of training and not going into situations for which one is unprepared. So, for example, a singer who maybe doesn't have much experience but has some talents, if they are suddenly in a large stadium in front of a huge crowd of people, they are going to be overwhelmed by the situation, their afflictive minds are going to dominate, they're going to almost certainly be very shy and embarrassed, their dance moves won't be so skillful, and their voice may fail them, etc. And that is because they haven't trained well. So someone like that would not put themselves in such a situation. They would prepare, and they would prepare very well, understanding the benefit that would come for them from delivering a faultless and inspiring performance. So this kind of thinking is exactly what a bodhisattva would use in their own training. So if they are aware of difficult circumstances where they tend to respond in an unskillful manner, as far as they can, they would avoid being in such a circumstance. So if they know that if I go in this kind of place or with these kinds of people or this kind of situation, my mind tends to become afflicted and I respond in an unskillful manner, they would avoid that situation. But they wouldn't leave it at that. They would avoid that situation and then engage in their training. So they'd meditate and they would prepare their minds. So if I was in that situation, what would I encounter? How do I habitually respond? How should I rather respond? And they would train their mind repeatedly and develop these new mental pathways, develop these new habits in how to respond in such a situation. And then bearing in mind that this bodhisattva has the wish to be of benefit to others. They want to engage with others. They don't want to avoid the world, shy away from the world. They want to help others and benefit others. They now are training in seclusion, but when they are ready, then they engage in the world. And they engage, not in the world, sorry, in that situation. We're talking about situations now. They would engage in that situation, and they would be able to then be skillful. And they would therefore bring great benefit to the people they're engaging with, as well as for their own spiritual progression. So this is exactly the same as the illustration with the singer. Rather, when you know a situation is beyond your skill, you stand back and you train. And when you're ready, you then engage, and a good outcome will follow.
All right. Until you can get a mother chapter down, some of the Tangora said, Mushula, the Shigor, didn't also share the Karachos, Miss Mambi, Kilo Tom Sala Kunjana, some of the Tangore, she on you, and then Mimong Mazum, Susunum, the men, Lumba Shanda, Chazan, Julem Tonaya, Susu Kunja, some of the Tangore said, Jabu Shul, Shigor. Kazan digi, Kazan Shina digi, Karsosan, Mansung also Matua, Jabro, and Michilo, Chaprata, Milumba, the Ning as a Kunja, Chaprata, Julem Kala, the Chaprata, and some of the Stamur Shedwa. Di Shula, that didn't the Shiver, that also, most of the Dinit in Cheven, some of the Tana Dintamur, said Shu Nigagi, Chigi, Mosu Shin, the Shula Shiver. Kazadi, Mosu Shin, Diridish, Shade, Kazan, Shuli Shiver. Shule, didn't get that most shade, Kasan Shedati Shula, some Danati, Niga Shul, Niga Shiva, that and that.
So the verse we're looking at now and the previous verse are quite similar in terms of the response, but they differ in terms of the situation. So here we've got someone who's talking about us in front of a large group of people, so it's quite a direct situation, whereas the previous verse was where someone is talking behind our back and talking, spreading bad rumors about us, etc. So yesterday's verse, or the previous verse, was more about an indirect form of being spoken about badly or being derided indirectly, whereas this verse is more about in a large group of people, so it's more direct. So that's the main difference between these two situations. Then the commentary presents a verse from the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. If one slanders you, what pleasure is there in being praised? If others praise you, what displeasure is there in being slandered? So I'll read it again. If others slander you, what pleasure is there in being praised? If others praise you, what displeasure is there in being slandered? To explain this verse from the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. When a Bodhisattva encounters others who praise them, then how will they respond to that? When a Bodhisattva encounters others who criticize them, how does a Bodhisattva respond to that? So a Bodhisattva would be aware, for example, while they're being praised, that whilst this person or this group of people is praising them now, there will be others who are who see them differently, who will give an opportunity, criticize them, disparage them, and the like. And then when in the opposite situation, when the bodhisattva is with someone or a group of people who are criticizing them and pointing out their faults, then the bodhisattva will recall that not everyone would see the situation like this. Others would praise them for their qualities or whatever. So they would see that both situations exist. There are people who appreciate them and praise them, and others who don't and who deprecate them. So the reason that they so thinking like this will help keep them calm and even. Then moreover, they bear in mind the interdependence of that situation. The person who is praising them now is doing it independent on causes and conditions. They're not causelessly praising them. And likewise, the person who is scolding them or belittling them, they are doing this independent on causes. And these causes could be afflictive causes or something they've done, the bodhisattva has done, etc. But it is always a dependence arising. And as it is a dependence arising, either this praise or this criticism, as it is a dependence arising, it is not inherently existent or not truly existent because it arises independent on causes and conditions. It is not inherently existent or intrinsically existent. So thinking in this way, the bodhisattva is able to keep their mind very calm by not being disturbed by the situation, because they are aware of the emptiness of the situation. So here we see with bodhisattvas that their mind is particularly sharp, they're very intelligent. And what is meant by this is how very broad their mind is. So in this situation, they're aware of interdependence and aware of emptiness, but they don't just have that presence in their mind, they also have love and compassion presence in their minds. So there are people who are praising them or criticizing them, the bodhisattva has love and compassion for them, and not just somewhere in the back, but they have these minds of love and compassion. Also, they have an awareness of emptiness present. So that, with all that happening, they are able to, with all that presence in their mind, they are able to be calm and respond appropriately.
Is that Mijigi Kyonbe, Yahore, some Samana, that Tuna Tavain, Tanga Wushu, something I can't get it to go, Marsana Wushu, somebody, did Yahore, and Mission Dachi, and Juron de Dujaro, Chichi Yahumindu alumna, the Yahore, something, Mission Dachi, Yahumindu Lavjado, and the Yahweh said, Mi Yahore Lamna, Yahoo, Lamna, Tuna Tana, the Yahore, some Yahore, and Taji to Yahoo Timbaina. 나고 야마인바데 마루아다고 야고르와다 은혜라 차타지도 야고르라네 근데 니 현재 지금 교회 야고 민들람네 나는 다 타지도 야고 민바자 제가 진짜 니가 야고다 야마인바 니가 차요 말바나 야네 야고 인고래 야네 야고 멤버 인고 제가 야고 인바다 마인바 니가 차요 말 제가 매번 니 현재 지금 교회 예 야고르에서 땡아빠나 나 야고르에 삼제 나기 전에 지금 말해 제가 지금 말해 니 현재 지금 Dikiran yang manusia ni meri tangan, tangan bete bete duka, tangan yang insan marah, sampai cikgu pasem jum je, di sini jigo marah, di sini kau yang marah. Jadi sana, ni dia, ane tu ni tu bukan. Sekarang yang boleh, yang marah lagu yang dik, korang ki samno nala ya, ane cik yang main batang, nawa maru aje cik je, ane cik je ni samno dale dale, ane yang marah lagu. Sebab aku cik le tu ni yang kau luas. Sebab demi insan, demi ki tu ni yang kan. That coron, micron delia, and conyomo wong di chevata, sik yap mare la de conyale, nyomo wong di chevro, and that's what Ninja simply call it Ninja comiata. Then they got Yahoo like the coron, Yahoo tongue, coron and alia, chigate, the Guru chase, the chigor, that is why the nigger gave you some looking at Yahoo was delia, Kahokomiata. Chena, Shen, your monkin, and Junju Chena, and delia, bear not. Bedukia sem chire de rwa da chesan koron ki wi sem de che ban shen lya ane ga wi da nam ba tyen ban ya wo wa sem bi de jesu yin a che ya da un du sin sam dang go re se je se ban nam ji din sam dang go re je re
if a bodhisattva, for example, is praised by someone, then grasping at that praise and believing in that praise, so grasping at it, seeing it as inherently existence and grasping at it as being so, this is a mistake and leads to the arisal of pride. Similarly, if someone scolds them or scorns them, if they then grasp at that, then that too is a mistake. So with whatever, whether they are praised or derided, then neither of these should be grasped at or accepted as this one being true or that one being true. I am this wonderful person that I'm being praised as, or I am this terrible person that is now being deprecated. So neither of these should be grasped at. Rather, the bodhisattva would relate to both of these, the praise and the scorn, seeing them as being dependent arisings, seeing that they are dependent on causes and conditions, in particular, independence on the mind's presence in the speaker, in the person who's praising or deprecating them. So if the person who's praising them is praising them properly due to virtuous minds or positive minds being dominant in their continuum, and they are at that moment praising the bodhisattva. So the bodhisattva then would rejoice in the happy mind, in the virtuous mind, that is present in the person who is praising them. So they're not rejoicing in these great qualities they are being told that they have, but rather that this person who is praising them has virtuous minds present at that moment. And so therefore they rejoice in the virtuous minds that this person has present, rather than in their own virtuous qualities that are being described. And then similarly, when a person is deprecating them or scorning them, then they're being aware that this is the dependence arising. It has arisen in dependence on causes and conditions, such as the afflictions present in this person's mind. So this person has maybe anger or jealousy or other afflictions present in their mind and dominant in their mind, and therefore are deprecating and scorning the bodhisattva. So being aware that this person now has suffering minds dominant, the bodhisattva generates love and compassion for this person. So here where we see a similarity between these two responses is that the bodhisattva isn't holding on to what is being said about them, but rather responding to what is the minds that are present in the speaker. So due to that, either generating joy in the virtuous minds that are present in the person who's praising them, or generating compassion for the afflictive minds, generating compassion for the person who's deprecating them because of the dominance of afflictive minds. So therefore they are thinking about the situation of the other and not grasping and thinking about what is being said about themselves. The second quote in the commentary here is from Langri Thampa. To achieve one's own benefits and great aim, see as a supreme spiritual teacher someone who greatly and unjustly harmed you. I'll read it again. To achieve one's own benefits and great aim, see as a supreme spiritual teacher someone who greatly and unjustly harmed you.
That is what it is. Negala, Dagi, Pandabi, Reochewa, Kashiki, that's also Rangi, Pape, Chige, Penanzo, Dirum, rather, Buddha, Pamala, Javane, Pamagi, Buddha, Zewachi, Pechiki, Lovjaya, Borde, Duloya, Borde, Kalaya, Borde, Dimash, Zewachi, Shuche, and then the Nichin, and the Buddha, so Yonche, that Chimbo Chandu, and Buddhi, Suya, Ne, Pamalia, Chike, Junja, that Nichin. Pamela,
A couple of situations which illustrate what is being described in the verse. So, for example, parents, they take care of their child from the moment the child is born, and ensuring that the child is warm and comfortable and nutritiously fed and the like. And they don't do this just while the child is a newborn, but as long as the child is dependent on them, the parents will care for them and ensure that all their material needs are met. And moreover, being concerned about the child's future, the parents will do their best to ensure that the child receives a good education, etc. So the parents tend to care for the children, wanting the best to come for the children. However, all too often children don't respond in a manner showing their appreciation for the kindness that is shown for them, but rather show some ingratitude, and showing as if they were unaware of the parents being kind to them. So how should a parent respond in such a situation? These situations do happen. And another situation which we will have experience of is when we see someone in need, and we see an opportunity where we have the skill to help them. So we engage in helping a person, but instead of them responding in the way that we would expect, which is with some gratitude or with smiling and saying thank you, rather they respond harshly to us and they criticize us, and they talk badly about us to our face, maybe speak harshly about us behind our back and the like. So here again, how should we respond in a situation where we have, with good motivation, tried to help someone, but they respond in this very harsh and critical manner? Bodhisattva would respond in a particular manner. So although the Bodhisattva would be aware that they were acting with a good motivation to help this person or care for the children or help a particular person, that this person who's now responding in a manner of ingratitude is not aware actually that they are being helped, and it's not at that moment in their mind, they do not have an awareness of the help or the kindness that is being shown to them. So even if it is apparent to everyone else, that person at that moment, it's not apparent in their mind, hence they are responding in this inappropriate manner. And knowing that this person just is ignorant or confused of the situation and not aware of the help that he's been given and the good intention that's behind it, and that they are fortunate to actually receive help when they otherwise wouldn't have. Not being aware of that, they therefore actually don't have control in how they respond, because their mind is dominated by this ignorance or confusion of the actual situation. So the Bodhisattva is being aware of that, will not take it personally, and will remain calm about the situation. And the Bodhisattva would remind themselves of their motivation and their goal. And that is to be of benefit to others, to lead others directly and indirectly to the state of enlightenment. And to do this, they need to engage with others and be of benefit to others with a good motivation. They're not doing this so as to get praise, so as to get reputation, a good reputation, or recognition for what they're doing. They are doing it so that as all beings can achieve this goal of full enlightenment. And therefore the response of the other person, if it's angry or ingratitude, is not important, because that's not why they're not doing it for a smile in response. They are helping others for this with this ultimate goal in mind. So that would be one way of thinking that the Bodhisattva, or the second way a Bodhisattva would engage. So the first is being aware that the person is not aware of that they are actually receiving kindness. And secondly, the Bodhisattva would, knowing that they're not doing it for temporary satisfaction of being shown gratitude, but they are doing it for this ultimate goal of enlightenment. Then thirdly, the Bodhisattva would be aware that this is their opportunity to generate patience, and they've been given the opportunity now to practice patience and to generate minds of love, compassion, and understanding of interdependence and the like. And this is something that they would rejoice in. So they would rejoice in the virtuous minds that they now have the opportunity to generate, and they would rejoice in actually having an opportunity to be of benefit to others. Even if that person doesn't appreciate it, that's okay. They rejoice in having that opportunity to be of benefit to others. So this is the third one. The Bodhisattva would rejoice.
And then, so
the line in the verse in Langitampa about seeing the person as a supreme spiritual teacher. So this is similar to what we heard before, and it's because due to this person enabling the Bodhisattva now to put into practice the teachings that they've received from their teacher and the spiritual teacher and the trainings they've put in place, this person now is incredibly kind to them, because this person's response to them or the behavior towards them is enabling the Bodhisattva to strengthen their minds of love and compassion, and strengthen their practice of patience, and strengthen their habituation to the practice of patience. So therefore this person is also incredibly kind to them, like their spiritual teacher.
And ကျန်တဲ့အကျယ်လျာခွေငန်းသူရောဘကြီးရဲ့ချပ်လျာငန်းသူလက်ကျွင်ကျဲကြာတာဒူဘောကျင်ရတာတာတာမရချဲဝင်တန်တန်ကြီးခွေညမရောက်ရှူခြင်းတဲ့ခွေငါလက်ချပ်ပြီးပဲဒူကြဲကျဆောင်ဆံပြေတဲ့ဆံစံဒီပဲဒူကြဲရဲ့ဆံဆံသာတဲ့ပဲနဲ့ဒီနေ့ကံဟာချက်ချက်ချက်တို့ရမှာတော့ဒီဟောမှာလားကျန်တဲ့ဒီချပ်လျာဟောတာခွေညင်ကျဲခွေဆံတာရှိကောမခါရမှာညင်ကျဲဆံပြေခွေလျာနေညင်ကျဲကိုများတာအန်ဒီကလ sevokom. Then the nigger sometime dinner or dangle, jump holly, jump or come yada, sevokom yada, go home, yabu, she would tell some stuff, Pema the Yavoreta, some big collier, and the Kivishi and Najin pay a water, getting chibore, some da, parketing some da, and Sosilia, Seva dang, Jambi, Tewadi, Shu Chesho, Comsi Tigore, and then Terenta, the Jamba, and Tewi, Yogan, Sosole, Delala, Yomad, Yu. You never do your mother, what is that? Singing my Kinji Chevina, and the nigger some Tawana, King in Lambda Juas or King in Lambda Juas, Gana Juarede, the Yahachal Chasm, Rizadi, San Yoko want to be good Chevore, the Ningam and Chevore at this Mudua.
We've been now speaking about how a bodhisattva would respond in this situation, so the training that the bodhisattva would have gone through to ensure how, that they respond in an appropriate manner. We ourselves who haven't gone through such training, well, we tend to respond quite differently. So if we take first of all an illustration of a parent who is being shown ingratitude or maybe even contempt from their child. The parent usually will be at the very least disappointed, but most probably become unhappy and distressed in their child's response. And from this distress, of course, their mind at that moment is unhappy. And as this distress is likely to be quite strong and long-lasting, it can have a physical impact on them as well and lead to illness and the like, not sleeping, loss of appetite, etc. So all these kinds of harm come from mental anguish. However, if the parent has trained herself in these practices of a bodhisattva, then rather than becoming unhappy, immediately she'll understand that her child is ignorant of the situation. Her child at that moment is not aware of the kindness that has been shown to them and not aware of the difficulty that a parent goes through to raise a child. And therefore, due to this not knowing, this ignorance, the child is responding in this manner. Knowing that, then the parent would generate compassion for their child. Compassion because the child, under ignorance, under the control of this mind of not knowing, is responding in an unskillful and a negative manner. And then furthermore, if the parent has trained well in these practices of a bodhisattva, the parent will actually rejoice in the opportunity that they have received. So they'll have these two minds, the happy mind of rejoicing in the opportunity that they have received to further their practice and their mental development, and they will have the mind of compassion present, compassion for the mental suffering that their child is experiencing at that moment. So a parent who is able to respond in a skillful manner, they will not be unhappy. They will not become physically ill because of their training. They will respond in a much more skillful manner. And then similarly, if where we in the second situation, the situation where we help someone, but they instead of responding with gratitude or with thanks and the like, but they rather become angry with us or criticize us for wanting to try and help them, then again, rather than getting angry or frustrated in the situation or feeling that our anger is justified, We should rather see anger as always being inappropriate, and rather that the response that is required is that we need to practice patience and we need to keep our mind calm and gentle in this situation. And if we have trained well, then we too, like in the former situation, we will actually feel fortunate to have this opportunity to practice patience, to generate the minds of love and compassion for the suffering person before us. So if we do that, then just like with the situation with the parents, we will be strengthening our habituation with the minds of love, compassion, and patience, and we'll be joyful at having this opportunity to strengthen our habituation with these minds of love and compassion. And therefore, we will experience no unhappiness and certainly not any anger at all. And then furthermore, so these are the two illustrations, and then we can add to both of that, that having this goal to achieve the state of enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings, with this motivation to achieve enlightenment so as to lead all sentient beings to the state free of suffering, we need to progress along the spiritual path. So to generate these paths in our mind, to generate these mental paths and progress along them, we need to train we need to meditate and train in these practices, and we need to accumulate virtue. So through being in these situations where people are deprecating us and scorning us and belittling us and the like, through being able to put into practice our training, we generate virtue. This virtue enables us to strengthen our virtuous minds of love, compassion, and patience, leading us to be preparing along the paths towards enlightenment, strengthening these virtuous mental paths, and thereby enabling us to be of benefit to others. So therefore, if we want to progress towards enlightenment and be of greater benefit to others, this training is something that we need to put into practice. And this is how bodhisattvas practice, and this is what they have been doing. We tend to find that the way that the bodhisattva responds in these difficult situations is not the way we habitually respond. If we hear someone has been talking badly about us or talks directly to us in a way that's harsh and unpleasant and the like, we become unhappy. And even if we have some control and we don't respond, we will go home later, and this will stay in our mind and will dominate us. And we'll be thinking about, oh, I can't believe what was said about me, this is so unfair, etc. And, oh, this person is so horrible, and this will go around and around in our head. And the next time we meet this person, then we are likely to see them from a distance, our mood will immediately darken. And if we then do come into contact with them, we will have this expression of not wanting to meet them on our face. So we'll show this very clearly. And this is the way that we tend, unfortunately, to respond. And it's very clear that from this, only suffering comes for ourselves, and no benefit comes for us either. Whereas if we train ourselves and we meditate on these situations repeatedly and develop new habitual ways of dealing with this, then we will not experience problems, we will not experience suffering when we encounter these situations, which we do encounter from time to time. And moreover, not only will we experience benefit in the moment and in the long term, but the other person, this person who spoke badly about us, they too will receive benefits from our mental training. So due to us having a motivation of wanting to be of benefit to them, we should use this then in that situation, because through us being skillful, our mind staying calm and gentle, due to the presence of love, compassion, and patience, the other person who is, has a mind dominated by afflictions, because their mind is so very different from ours at that moment, their afflictions are likely to start to reduce and become pacified, and they will be much more quickly become calm and gentle themselves, and thereby, through our mental training, our mental development, their minds too benefit.
We
can see also from our own experience that if two people have anger in their mind and they express this anger to each other, the situation only worsens. This is always the outcome. Even if one or both of them feels that their anger is justified, the situation always worsens. However, if one person is a practitioner of mind training, has the aspiration to achieve the bodhisattva paths, then by them putting that into practice at that difficult moment, they will be able to keep their mind calm, subdue the arisal of the afflictive minds, and respond under the influence of minds of love, compassion, and patience. And by doing so, then this potentially disastrous situation will be averted. And rather, this other person, whose mind is now dominated by powerful afflictions, they are likely to see that the person before them is responding in a different way, and they too, their mind then is likely to slowly become pacified, and their mind is likely to slowly become happier due to the dissipation of their powerful afflictions. So I'll just give a little story. So from our community, many people have the habit to beat others, to physically beat others, and we have an expression, and it's something like the child's ear is their behind, and the meaning of that is if the child isn't listening, so not using their ears, then you should beat the child on their behind. Because if they're not using their ears, then you can treat you can beat them. So we have this expression, and something that happens a lot in our community. And this ear that the child is not using, then this can be pulled like this.
Jigtian do, do's yalangor, and that's your humor. Jenna, my tin maja, ya, ya, do's jehores. And it jig ma jinda, and to go to lunch, jig 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 to go to lunch, jig
So this kind of thing does happen in our community. So I have some young children whom I'm responsible for, and so I give them advice in how to deal with this. So if an elder treats them in this way, either indoors or outside, and they pull on their ear because they're unhappy with how the child is responding, I tell them to stay calm, to be aware of the situation and respond skillfully. So if someone is pulling their ear, then the child should sit straight up, because then the pressure is taken off their ear. Or if necessary, to stand up, because then the adult is not going to be able to pull on their ear so effectively anymore. And furthermore, the child should not just respond in a skillful manner physically, but also verbally, and apologize and say, please don't do this to me, etc. So responding in a pleasant manner, then it again is more likely that the adult will not treat them in this way. So if for example the teacher is now hurting the child like this, but the child responds skillfully and says, oh, this is really painful, please teacher, don't do this to me, then the anger that's in the mind of the teacher is likely to dissipate.
So this
way of treating others, this behavior in our society, is fortunately it has really changed a lot over the last number of years. When I was younger and some time ago, then this was much more common. Now in our villages and the like, this too is, or even in our villages now, this kind of behavior is becoming less common and less accepted in our society.
So
advice that's better than given is given here is something that I don't have, but experience of encounters much worse than this. This experience I do have. So sometimes I can share some of the faults that I too have
experienced.
Now we come to the next verse. So this will be the 16th Bodhisattva practice and the 5th of the 10 relating to mind transformation. So this verse then is again about how to deal with situations of ingratitude, situations where we show kindness to others, but they respond in a way that doesn't show gratitude.
And
the verse, even if a person for whom you cared like your own child, regards you as an enemy, cherish him specially like a mother does her child who is stricken by sickness. This is the practice of bodhisattvas. So this verse has some similarity with the explanation that was given with the previous verse. So the explanation of this verse is talking about how a bodhisattva would respond in a difficult situation. So we see here at the beginning, even if a person for whom you've cared like your own child regards you as an enemy. So this is again a situation where you have taken care of someone or helped someone, tried to be of benefit to someone, but instead of responding in the way that we would expect, they actually respond in a very harsh manner, like an enemy would respond, like someone who doesn't like us would respond, someone who wants to see us suffer and have difficulties would respond. So how does a bodhisattva deal with such a situation? So that's in the next two lines. They would cherish him especially like a mother does her child who is stricken by illness. So in the same way that a mother would respond to the harm that they may receive from their child in a way that's being aware of the suffering that they are experiencing, then the bodhisattva would respond in a manner thinking that no matter what this person is saying to me, no matter how what they do to me, no matter what they think about me, the only appropriate response is one of patience. Anger is never appropriate. The only response that is appropriate is one of patience, and therefore I must generate minds of love and compassion. So just in brief, no matter what the bodhisattva encounters, what the person says, what the person does, or what duration, or how you perceive they think of you, the only appropriate response is a response of patience, a response where your mind is dominated by love and compassion.
So semna kanga ma de ge thablam gari yore lamna ta de ji jan ju semba na sam ta wa na shi nga zu yin ne an de te khol ya an cham ba de zewa yin ji ge da ko de ni ge ot ma le ngei pha ya ko che wa de ko du jin lin jo ma shin ge de ko ren xin gu yo ma ni sun ma shin ba de ka ha yo ma yin ji se be yin ji sam ta ya da de ni ne da nga han ge khol ya ji ta je khol ya du se ne de ya ngei khol ta wa yin lang me sam be ge da se bo kom ya da an de ni ge se bo kom That is so sweet that can't say, Korongalia, Chiki, Yabasam, the Masan, and Arang, when you call your rope, Yakuchi, and Jisun, and Big Gao Gomiana. That the nigger some dachi. The name, and Digala, Adamalia, Chiko, Zogong, Pando, Hajib, and Sunyaki, Maya Sibin, Yaman, Chad, Bear, Yaburason, Taco, getting Chibu Shunga, Girishin, Nashi, Korong, Nalyam, Zogomiata, Jabo. That all come here, the Quipantos, or the other, by getting chimborees and big part. The new call a corner lie, it's happy, getting chimborees, getting some down, dinner some down in the Sosolia, Semaganga Yomares. She's not Semaganga, Meva, Mazet, the Yuko Neki, Mazolia Negi, Tabla, and the Yaha Charge, and the Kokiris Mundu Kurche, and the Sanju Gobotoya, and the Gobotu Lamium or Chagor, Jesadi, Chawa and the Sanju Gobotu Guchagor, Jesadi. Gin Lodu, Lamne, better Lamcher said. She's not two Paya Wachevin, two Lobachi, the Gamma Devin, so Yaha some down to us. She's a dinner some down for a day, even Sosulia, Lula Gamma, Semekama, Sosu Kibuyada, and the Sosuli Kiawasayada, and Topchimasa Yoko Bontre, Yukiawasai, Yahoo Mores, and they do some down for us.
Man sagt es und die Chick zum zum Chicker Lamm ging over. Denke Kolatis zum zum der
kommt. Lamm ging over, der Lamm sei sang ihr gewohnt, der der ja gewas gewas chag wurde sie wurde. Gewas sang ihr gewohnt, der ge gewas du tu wurde. Den ist am dann sang die dann wurde sie da den ist du du mal ge kommen da sind mal die wurde dann gar so war da. Sie dann die kann ja ja ge tabla sam da machine na kann ja nur war da.
So when we in such a situation, then the way that we habitually respond tends not to be skillful. It's certainly not transforming this difficult situation into the path to enlightenment. Rather, we tend to become unhappy. Our mind becomes disturbed by what has been said to us or about us. And we also, not only do we become unhappy about this, we also then look at this other person in a very negative way. And we think, oh, what an awful person they are. How could they say this about me? If I never see them again, I'll be very happy. So this is how we tend to respond. And there's really no benefit from responding in this way at all, because we're just unhappy, and our unhappiness just grows, and there's no virtue or mental transformation which comes from responding in this unskillful manner. So rather what we need to do is to take our role models, take the bodhisattvas, and look at how they deal with situations and try and respond in a similarly skillful manner. So the bodhisattva, again, when they encounter such a situation, then the way they respond, first of all, they'll be aware of the situation of the other person. So they're not immediately personalizing it and making this being about themselves. They're rather thinking about the other person. And they're thinking, so this person now, their mind, it's not a mind that is gentle, it's not a mind that's peaceful, it's not a mind where wisdom and love are dominant. Rather, their mind is dominated by afflictions and possibly anger or jealousy, etc. So seeing that this person has a mind dominated by negative afflictions, then this person is suffering. And knowing that this person is suffering, love and compassion will arise in the mind of the bodhisattva. So here, they immediately take the situation and not make it about themselves, but about the suffering sentient being before them. Then secondly, they have this, due to their training, they have the strong understanding that generating or having the mind of anger arise is inappropriate. It's not justified, it's inappropriate. What is appropriate is to be patient with this situation. What this person thinks about me is not important. How I respond, this I have control over, and I need to respond by having a mind dominated by patience. So that's the second point. The first was being aware of the situation, love and compassion arises. The second is taking control of one's mind, being aware that one needs to be patient in this trying situation, and that only a response from a patient mind is appropriate. Then thirdly, being aware that they are now practicing the trainings they have put in place in meditation, which came from the teachings they received from the Lama, they now rejoice in having this opportunity. They rejoice in having the opportunity to see the effectiveness of their meditation practice. And then the second part of their rejoicing is that they know they are generating merit. By responding skillfully in this manner, and by having minds of love, compassion, and patience dominant, they are responding skillfully and therefore generating merit, which leads to their progression, their mental progression towards the attainment of their goal of enlightenment, their goal where they can be of greatest benefit to others. So therefore, within this third response of rejoicing, they are aware that this suffering sentient being before them is a cause for the bodhisattva's later attainment of enlightenment, because they are leading now to the generation of merit. So in the same way that their teacher has taught them how to respond and encouraged them to develop this response through meditation, their teacher is a cause for their enlightenment. So too is this person who's now giving them the actual opportunity to put their training into practice. So this person too, like their teacher, is a cause for enlightenment. So therefore, this person is as kind to them as their own spiritual teacher. And this then too brings great joy to their mind. So this is the skillful way that a bodhisattva responds in these kinds of situations. So we'll stop here for the morning. We'll stop now for the morning. So what's been said in this verse is, I don't need to say more with this verse because it's similar to what has come before. But the key point I want to now again emphasize is that the inspiration that you may take from this text, this inspiration is very important, but what you do with it is as important. If you just leave it at inspiration and have the wish to respond in such a way in difficult circumstances, that is not enough. The second step has to be done, and has to be done repeatedly. And that second step you've now heard many times, that is, you need to take what you've learned here and apply it in meditation. And you need to apply it in meditation when things are going well, when your mind is calm and relaxed, and you need to meditate repeatedly on this, not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Doing that, one will form a new way of thinking, one will develop new mental habits. And by doing that, then, when we do encounter these opportunities to practice in the future, we will see them as opportunities, and we will respond skillfully like a bodhisattva does. But that is dependent on taking the inspiration that we may feel now, and then applying it consistently in meditation. Then this afternoon, we'll continue with the presentation, and we'll come to the next verse, which is the next one, which is on to the back here, which is again to do with speech and transforming disparagements into the path. So that will be that. We'll start with the next verse, the first line of which is, if an equal or inferior person. Wait, isn't Kachi Shuno to get again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have time for plenty of time for questions.
said several times that the person is speaking from anger, usually, in both the case of criticism and the previous verse 14. But sometimes we have people who are intentional and controlled in the way they criticise publicly, or perhaps they're doing it for political reasons, maybe they are malicious, maybe they do it from ego or but it is not in the heat of the moment.
Yes.
Intentional control, control. Like in business or in politics,
Yeah, I understand. So in some cases, someone will be in an uncontrolled manner, dominated by rage. In other times, they will be speaking in a careful, calculated manner. But the words are kind of the same, but they are in control of their mind at the time. Okay. Dene namge nangsin mi chigi natsuki kola duksa gyabna dene kong lunglangi yore dene kong rangwang yore mare dene kontro gi wangdi dene konti lapki yore dene netang mancheo yore yine changwe mare cham cham pene siddhompa dang chongpa siyampa kontro natsuki kola kansukne dang kansukne ki kola duksa gyabki yore Kanesa konso ngato pena nulgore yamena ngato ming dukcha so ye tapsi tegi yorede. Deni dedu konso lunglangi mare konso rangwan yore kanesa konso kari ini kola kari lap ye de konso nguma pelsi tvasti so song di dan drabo de. Deni de kola kari sumbi inbe.
Dido ha. Kolo de langi o mara de kari yorasne deja ki de yore. Chakpa. Rangwan. So, Kevin Juyat and Dalia. Call Maja, the Vinny call Casa, we show for you, Mother, Pacho de Maja, so Kevin, call Dujada, want to see them by Yahoo, my love, so to the Yahoo, the good one, Jesan and Hansel Yabio, who were said, so to get it, Delia, call Langoma, the Casagos, Chapajit, Chapanas, Chapajit, Jesan, Denisa, Delia, and to you, I put one in your mob monkey, Chapi Wongi, she got a thing, you just said, that means you come at it.
So yes, you're quite right, that's a very different situation. So that person though, their mind would still be dominated by afflictions, though not necessarily by anger. Most probably they would be dominated by attachment. They are trying to harm us so as to get some benefit for themselves. They're thinking about their situation, and they're thinking, I will benefit if I harm my adversary, ourselves. And therefore, due to the dominance of the selfish mind of attachment, they are now deprecating us or speaking harshly about us. Okay. Aruna?
You know, in the case when the criticism is correct, often
Yes.
Sometimes the opportunity for us at that point is to change our behaviour.
Yes.
And so it's one important. And then also, if you're coming against a certain situation, somebody criticising you or putting you down in some way, you know, sometimes you see that as an opportunity for you to. Help that other person
get
out of the person's opportunity, but also that your karma
arrives
for you, because
you also need to transform your mind. Okay, so two questions. The first one then being, if I understand correctly, if someone is criticizing you or talking badly about you, but what they're saying, actually there's some truth to it. Yeah? So then how should one deal with that? And then secondly, well, the second question then is, if someone's giving, talking harshly to you or about you, this could also be a ripening of a karmic imprint we've accumulated. Is that correct? Yeah? Okay. Dene kachi ni shuson. Dene tamtame chigi ngato duksa gyabna. Dene konto kari ni lapye de, tak tak de. Then he got a 그래서 고조 주마단 잡아볼게요. 되는 거네요. 네.
이제 레고 로코로 되셔야냐고 콘로서네. 지레고로 안 되셔야지.
이제 고조 랍탕 독서래. 랍탕 독서. 이제 카레 랍예데 딱딱데.
네, 딱딱해 씨. 단 랍탕 딱딱해 간주래. 다바레스 난 간주 노르치 고조 주요로 노르 제시하라고 했나. 노르 여번에 딱딱해 와다 이유. 노르 여번 이나야. 근데 간주기 간주 가려고 하서는 미 파저디기 다 코로 사쟁 어떤 괜시원 아주 괜여가 좀 어서 괜두 라베네 만저기 만저 섬나라 가르스네 괜케 메레지 람사 남주도 해다 콜라에 바 렌로에 섬리그로 와 세상 딜레 가르스 섬다 만저 괜 임바도 그 괜 미마 미마서 길 라바이나다 치로 바 차브다 따위네다 지에도 당아 괜여서 카에 먹어 닌지에 그에다 이긴아리에 괜지 세바데 코론 나와 마저바던 코로나 되셔 코로나 약고 양해 된다래 이제 균지 거래서 코로나에다 뉴모디 지원해 지거래서 인지해 세미 다 삼다 삼다로 와다 곧 다 인지 고메디로 와다 맞아 데려야 아니 나 균지 안 저기 남사 코로나에 랜도에 디 디바스 보고 미야겠 곰도 마치 고고라
So yes, this certainly does happen sometimes that what the person says is actually true and something that we can learn from. And we should take it as something to learn from. However, because this person is talking to us or about us in an inappropriate manner, maybe harshly or abusively, or we don't have the right relationship with the person, then we tend to respond in a similar way to even if it wasn't true. Immediately we become angry, we become frustrated, maybe embarrassed. We have these afflictions arising in our mind. And then we can express this anger. So here the advice would be similar to before. We should respond in the same way, seeing the situation generate love and compassion, practice patience and rejoice in the situation. So that kind of response would be the same. And if what they're saying is correct, then we should take that on and apply it. So if what they're saying is true, then in addition, we should learn from this and deal and learn from this. So that's the first one. Then it can catch an issue some. Then in Nipa de, so netan di dan drabo chedu. Then it le gyunje ne yongi yasare. Then in also sabak sabun chiknoma sakidan danta de mingidu di data rebe.
내 규제 통해 용바 용그리 용시기리 디멘비게다 다지게 징고서 양지기 디네 용으로 와대 용모바 인지 민정아들 디교제데 레콘 냠하게 제부 인과시에 요말와다 진짜다 되네 레 규제 통해 냠마 소수그 파제시비기 디기 레기 넘버 민비 제부 수지에 대해 용그리디 용그리 디멘비게다 레 맨에 디네 아 사바 용시기로 와
알레
사바
사박.
사바.
사바.
레기 드부 메나 데 용으로 와데. 근데 상기기 레기 드부 미야게 상기 레사메나 상기를 균주신 용으로 와. 이 레기 드부 인라고 말아. 제가 자좀 받기 코아서 레 빠살 용 빠살 데 이네 저 좀 발로 균주신 용으로 와. 제가 균주지 와 인지 민지 레기 드부 인거야 말 레기 드부래 용으로 나 들어볼래 이네 인지 민지 레기 드부 인거야 말.
So yes, you're correct. It's most likely these situations do come from the right thing of a previously accumulated karmic imprint. So that is correct, and it's and our right thing and probably being exhausted. So that is most probably correct. But we couldn't say that happens in all situations. There are situations for people probably other than ourselves where these situations, when they happen, we wouldn't say they come from karma. We wouldn't say that they come from karma. So, for example, if someone were to criticize the Buddha, we wouldn't say that comes from the Buddha's negative karma. But for people like ordinary people like ourselves, yes, then we would say this comes from the ripening of a karmic imprint. Okay, thank you. Yes.
It fits the most repeated question regarding motivation.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this situation, there's a power imbalance, whether that's between a parent and child, a child and a parent, or whether it's between a student and a guru, or with an employer or employer. In most kinds of situations, there's the possibility that there's an exploitation, weaker party, or there's some kind of abuse or something could occur. For a person who's a beginner and doesn't even get wise enough, what's the yardstick instead of sort of offering the victory? Because you're doing, you have, you know, there's that lack of wisdom.
Understand. So in the situation similar to what we've had described here, where there is one person with authority or power or influence over someone who doesn't, then how should one respond skillfully? Because maybe at all times it's not appropriate to offer them the victory. Deni kanes rikpa pece tangi de. Netan dedan drabo, kanes rikpa pece tangi de. Gadu di gyong ka lengi de, gyong ka lengi de, gadu di gyong ka chegi de.
Tisa, dirwa, bende lukru kiyen chigi, yiru chile kanga treba tang, ane leji pombo chigi leheta chula, leme chula kanga treba yina, delya kanga treba di, ane susuke, ta kayo mara sami dangan cheba yina, di ko,
Tell a corner, Malawa, Sevokum, Niji, Delia, Susurang, Sesi Jawadi, Sesi Jay, then go in Jimmy Jimmy, Molin Jehoyo Mari, Tangan, Molin Maja, and to Galagum, Yungurus, and Kornaja, Kilinjimi, Garjay, Yosan, Mandalam Kornan Jibora, Chesan, Dingwell, Majeva, the Susuki, Dio Meva, the Jibaina, Jibaina, Lega, Jim Mayo Bashibaina, Kornamalawa, Jay, Dolia, and Kornai, the Gaja.
Sevokum, Dini, Kola, Jampa, and Zawa, some time. Dini, I did you, Marie, Kumasum, Saturday, you had what you are. Sina Dondala, Karsungur, and Dini, Jim, and you, Jimmy, did I call Yonkur, the Kogazin, and Yingur, Yonkur, Sigomar, Delia, and a Jampa, and Zawa, Gumia, Sevokum, Tunku, yes. Dini, call Yaga, Jau, Muba, then the Jehoyama, Kilin Jehoyama.
It's a good question. So I asked it in conjunction with the verse from last night from Langri Thampa, from the 8 verses of mind training, where the last two lines were, I will accept, I'll practice accepting defeat and offering victory to them. So Yagena then went on to explain that. So here what we're trying to do with them, well, first of all, this practice is difficult to do, so we have to have trained in it beforehand. And if we haven't trained in it, then we're not going to do it skillfully. If we have put in the repeated time and energy, we will then be trained, and we will then have the skill to deal with the situation successfully. So that was one point. And then he went on to remind us about how to deal with the situation. So here, what this mind training is teaching us is when the, a person with power is maybe using that, abusing that power, and therefore using their authority to speak to us in an inappropriate manner or behave in an inappropriate manner, we need to use the mind training to one, be aware their mind is afflicted, so therefore love and compassion should arise. Two, being a patient, knowing that our response needs to be one with a gentle mind, not with anger. And then you saw again the boxing. If we respond with anger, no benefit comes from that. If someone hits you and you hit them back, then just a fight develops. So we need to understand the situation, generate love and compassion, and practice patience with that situation. And what practicing patience means here is keeping our mind calm and keeping our mind gentle. Then, depending on that situation, we then either accept the loss and saying, I hear what you say, thank you, I will take this away with me, and then go back to them at another time when they're calmer, or if the timing is appropriate, then immediately one can respond to them in a gentle manner and clear up the misunderstanding. Because they may be accusing you of something you haven't done, or what they're saying may be correct, but the way they're saying to you is inappropriate. The way they're expressing themselves is inappropriate. And to this then you can respond. But here the mind training is about how you respond. And then in terms of the timing, then that would come through, if you've trained well before, then one's mind training will kick in at that time. And then one will be skillful, and mind will be calm, and then your wisdom is present. And then one will be able to discern, is now the time to explain, or maybe later? Further ask? Okay.
How is it possible to respond quickly whatsoever? I understand that the less retaliation, the better it is in that situation now. But if for whatever they're more powerful than you, they will be able to do whatever they want with you. And having no response and being submissive and accepting it all, if you have no skills, what's the
yardstick?
How can somebody who doesn't have that skill set, apart from,
you know,
to continue being put in that position of vulnerability,
okay,
in whatever power situation
that
may
appear is? Yeah, that's good. So, if one shows humility and submission at such a time, then their abuse could just end up getting worse. So,
well, no, it won't, because you're
okay.
If you can be continually exposed, irrespective of
much skill
for actually not doing anything exceptional, which
happens all the time. Yes, okay. Then, I'm not to parla gyongde gyongka lena, and then, nyamchung yodra potona, then, 위독사 대행하소 물든에 강요 체결행에 삼기도 되니 강요대 칸데스 설계래페 되니 되니 공기 칸티래 영어마 네 공나 디 두탁탁이나 고카피어도 되니 콘솔라 잠포제니 콘솔 독바데 셀거데스 랍잡이엔 이네 펠트 디 심라 사르마소
이제 담 님주 제나 무디네 강아 제기레 시디 나한테 강아 딜레 타에게 탑람 가려서네 미디다 타른 시티에 계시에 찍게 타른 시티도 마 마서야 그래서 디고 니수에 만년 바자 아니 통할에 그래서 양린 시티야래 아니 그게 투베네 아니 지게 소소게 삼마 나올래야 코로나다 디마체 바체 잠바다 저 잠바 고야다 공부 있네야 아니 콜리아 찌 콜 넘주 뛰어야 돼 가위 넘주 뛰어 아니 지게 제시시 제거요 말 얘네 그 삼마 나올래야 잠바다 제위 이제 이제 온코로 말아와지 아니 이네 딱고 저 찌어도 너 너무 넘주 뛰 또 나올라 뛰어야지 저 마제시 넘주 딱 콜라위 넘주 뛰
So what's the mind training? What is the indispensable part is your mental response. So your mind needs to stay patient, calm, and you're dominated by love and compassion for the person. That's the indispensable part of mind training. Then how you respond to that person, that is there you use your own skill and your own wisdom, because it may be appropriate at that time to show an expression of displeasure, you know, to show, I don't say an angry face, but the word is like a bad mood, a bad expression. So you can show something like this, or walk away from the situation, or when you see them later, not necessarily smile at them, etc. So one can respond in a variety of ways that you feel is appropriate, but the indispensable part is that the mind is staying gentle and calm. So at a later stage, if not appropriate at the moment, one can talk to them or go to someone else who has authority in that situation, etc. But the whole time with it being in control of your own mind. Does that answer it well?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.